Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. We are back with a Despair Less Friday. For today's episode, I am going to be answering a question that I received to my last video on YouTube. This was one of the comments, so please, I do read the comments. If you have questions or input, things that you want covered, make sure to put in the comments. On YouTube is a great spot for that. Also on X is another great spot for that. So for this Despair Less Friday, I will be responding to this question and just kind of giving some additional thoughts around that. So without further ado, as always, please follow, subscribe, like the videos on X, on YouTube, and subscribe in whatever podcasting app you use, wherever you listen to these things. Subscribe on YouTube. It is very, very helpful. So this comment is from, I think it's pronounced Lab Labby 7283. And they say, speaking of systemizing life so you can focus solely on one problem, what do you do when you have been juggling a few big dreams simultaneously for years, convincing yourself you can do it all, but now it's time to be real and pick one? What criteria would you apply? I think this is a great question. This is also something that I've had to deal with. I think it's something that many of us have to deal with it from time to time. And that is, there's so many different things we can do. There's so many options out there. Maybe you enjoy doing a lot of different things. Maybe you're someone who just kind of bounces around from one thing or to the other. But at some point, you realize you can't do it all, especially after maybe you get into a relationship or you have kids and maybe you have multiple jobs. Like, there's all of these different pulls on your time. And so you do have to start sacrificing things, and you have to start making decisions on what you're going to focus on. So in this case, they say they've been juggling a few big dreams simultaneously for years. And it sounds like, you know, whoever this is, that you're getting to a point where maybe you just feel like you're not quite achieving enough with any one of those things. You're not quite, you're not accomplishing everything that you could possibly accomplish if you were to focus on one of these things. And so now you need to choose. And I would agree this is very difficult, but I think I would look at it basically three primary criteria. I mean, you could probably split it up into a lot of things, but I think there's three that for me would be the first three I would look at. And it really comes down to, what do you value? What do you value in your life? So the first one would be financial stability. Maybe this one's very practical. And if that's something that you value personally, maybe it's something, if you have a family or supporting other people, that it's just very practical. You have to be financially stable and support yourself and other people. So you could look at these different things that you're juggling and just determine, okay, which one looks like it is going to be the most financially stable. Maybe one has potential for really high returns, but you're gonna have to go years of just kind of scrapping by to get there. That might not be feasible depending on who depends on you. There might be one where the overall value at the end of the day is not quite as high, but you know it's consistent. You know that you're going to be able to be stable with that income. And so that's probably the first thing I would look at, just a very practical approach to it, is just that financial stability. Okay, if that's a value, that's a need, maybe you go down that route. The next thing I would look at is, what are your passions? Where's your interest lie? Out of these things, is there one that you feel that you just, you know, you lose track of time when you're doing it. Well, whatever dream, whatever big dream that is there one that really stands out? Like, this is just something that I love, and it's something that when I am working on it, I'm just completely and totally engrossed. Because that's also a huge sign, right? And there's often, it depends on the field, it depends what this big dream might be. But if you are really that passionate about something, there's a decent chance that you're going to be able to make money doing it, right? Often that passion drives you to become an expert. It drives you to develop skills and qualities that other people don't have, and that's valuable. So that's the second one. Okay, where is your passion and interest at? And then the third one I would say is there one of these that you feel called to, right? I mean, sometimes we have a calling towards something where it's like, it's not necessarily the thing you love doing. It's not what you would choose to do on vacation, but you feel like that is just, that's where you are meant to be. You feel like that is where you can have a lot of impact, and you just feel called towards it. And you would feel potentially like you were being dishonest, or you were cheating life, right? If you didn't do this thing, you feel called towards this thing. So those would be the three primary criteria I would look at. And a lot of it's based on what you value. And that is, you know, the first one is financial stability, if that's something you value, very practical approach. Second one is, where's your passion? Where's your interest? What do you feel like you can go all in on? Without even someone like, you know, no one has to tell you to do it. You would love to do this on your own sort of thing. And then the third one is, where do you feel called? Is there one of these you feel like, I just feel this pull, this, you know, like almost like this destiny of like, this is what I need to do. And I think it's also important to know that maybe none of these really stick out in that way. And that's fine. Maybe you feel the same way about all of them. And in that case, I think you just have to choose, right? Like, there's not necessarily always an obvious answer, especially when it comes to career, especially when it comes to what kind of work you want to spend your life doing. Sometimes you just have to try something. And so maybe out of these big dreams, you're juggling all of them. Maybe it's like, well, I am interested in all of them. They all have the same financial potential benefits. I feel called towards all of them, if I'm being honest, right? It's like, okay, well then just pick one and go all in on that one thing. And then pay attention and see, okay, as you're going through it, is the financial side working out? Is there still passion and interest? And, you know, passion comes and goes, right? There's going to be really hard times and times where you just have to grind. So you got to be willing to commit for a certain amount of time, no matter how difficult it is. And then you can see if you still feel called to that thing, but just really focus and go all in 100% on that thing. And what you might find is that's not the one, right? Maybe you do have to pivot and try a different one. And if that point comes, you will probably, if you really truly committed to the first one and you learned how to focus, you learned whatever skills were necessary to get good at that one, that's almost always transferable in some way, shape, or form, right? Like, you, even if it's just the skill of being able to focus and prioritize, that's huge. So you take that and you carry it over to whatever you pivot to next. And I think this is something that, you know, I felt this a lot. I think a lot of people feel this, especially with having to choose what you're going to study in college and thinking about, okay, well, that's going to set me up for my career. And I have to choose the right career because I need to be able to climb that ladder. And if I want to switch or do something else, I'm going to have to start all the way back at the bottom. And in reality, that's just not really the way life works. Like, that's the way some people do it. But a lot of people pivot. A lot of people, what they went to college for isn't what they end up doing for work. And they get into the corporate world, or they get into whatever field they're working in, and they start kind of moving around. I mean, they have different roles within that field. And then they maybe decide they don't like that field at all. And they get an opportunity from a friend who just started a business, or they get an opportunity just from a random company that they found on LinkedIn that they think looks interesting, right? And people try different things. People move on to new careers. People pivot to new careers. It's not even uncommon for someone to put in 15, 20 years in something and just decide, I think I'm ready for something else. And there's almost always skills that you can take from one world, one field, and apply it to something else. They're not always hard skills, right? Sometimes they are soft skills, but those can also be really useful and really beneficial. So I think it's important not to take these things seriously and try to make the right choice, but also realize that as you learn and grow and develop skills, you're going to be able to pivot, and it's not the end of the world. And the most important thing is that you're willing to learn continuously, build your skills, take risks, especially when you're younger. Again, this it applies differently to different people in different phases of life. If you've got a bunch of kids that you need to provide for, then maybe you don't take a huge risk. But maybe when they're out of the house, maybe you can at that point, right? So yeah, I think it's something that it's important to go all in on things and just build as many skills as you can, meet people, get to know people, and don't be afraid to pivot and to try new things. And maybe that starts as a side hustle and then develops into something else. Who knows? So going back to this question, LabLabby7283, I think that is my input. And I hope that is useful. If it's not, comment on this video. Maybe we just keep this going. And for other people who are watching, if you have questions, ideas, please reach out. Also, if you are on X, I'm trying to build this community of design more to spare less. And building communities on X is not easy. It's been, it's kind of hard. It's like advertising. How do you get it out there? How do you get people interested in it? How do you have interesting posts and stuff when there's only a few people? So I'm still figuring that all out. But if you are someone who's interested in engineering, design, wants to have these conversations, wants to have real, like kind of nitty gritty conversations, that is more what this is for. Not just all of the random social media, AI images. It's not just good. I don't want to just be flooded with that kind of stuff. I want to be actually useful, helpful, interesting, thoughtful dialogue. That's the goal for it. So if you want more of this, you want to interact with other people, not just me, I won't be offended, but join this community and let's try to make that happen. So that's it for this Friday. Hope you had a great week. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday. And as always, remember, design more and despair less. Thanks for watching.